Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we thank the Lord for granting us a new month. Today is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 9, verses 13 to 18. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 90. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to Philemon, chapter 1, verses 9 to 10, 12 to 17. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the character of the cost of discipleship. It is clear in today's gospel that a true and devoted disciple or a follower of our Lord Jesus is not just a fan of the Christian faith, a commentator on religion and politics, or simply a spectator Christian. Rather, he or she is that child of God who is absolutely committed to the life in and through Christ Jesus. That commitment, my brother, my sister, reflects God's essence. Since God is absolute, His demands, requirements, and commands are absolute. Hence, He expects from the depths of our hearts a perfect, unequivocal, and absolute response and willingness to carry our crosses. Thus, it is important to note that the Lord chose us, and He will continue to choose those willing to commit and participate actively in God's redemptive work, even in the face of contradictions and persecutions. And so, we also must note that as parents, professionals, leaders, and pastors of the Lord's sheepfold, our preferential option for Christ is a walk with the Lord that is uncompromising. In other words, it is a journey with the Lord that demands we give up everything. Yes, my brother, my sister, it is a daunting task. First, because we are humans, weak and easily broken by challenges. And secondly, the cost of discipleship encapsulates the salvific character of Jesus' death, which can only be actualized by those with God's Spirit, wisdom, and grace. And in fact, our Lord has not and will not reduce the cost of discipleship by one iota. However, He is willing to reactivate the renewal of His presence in us and commitment to discipleship. Yes, the Lord is willing to reinfuse in an open heart His Spirit, who bestows God's wisdom and teaches how to listen to and participate in the work of God in our world. Thus, like Onesimus in today's second reading, Christ Jesus has liberated and empowered us. Hence, we possess in us the power to surmount that daunting task of discipleship. Therefore, one who exercises that power and its accompanying virtues will not be conditioned by fading riches and ambitions and ideologies within our world. For he or she knows that his or her life is secured following the trajectory of the Holy Spirit. And so, my brother, my sister, we can do it following the Holy Spirit We can do it following the Lord. If you fall, go back to Him and say, Lord, have mercy on me, for I have sinned. Help me again. A contrite heart create for me, O Lord, today and forever. And the Lord will be there to help us. May He grant us His blessings this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.